Hello.
Good day, sir. My name is Arterius. I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code?
Six six 509.
May I ask your name?
Gary Williams.
That's Gary, Gary.
Yes,
All right, thank you. All right, thank you, Mr. Williams. Let's see what's going on. All right, sir. Can you go ahead with your address for security purposes, please?
8101 Meadow Lane, Mayetta, Kansas, 66509.
Mr. Williams, I have multiple Gary Williams to come through. Can you signify it for me by giving me your zip code?
66509.
I'm sorry, not your zip, your email address.
Olchunka@yahoo.com.
Can you spell that for me, please?
olchunka@yahoo.com.
So that's olchunka@yahoo.com.
olchunka@yahoo.com.
Thank you. Excuse me.
What do you mean you got multiple?
It's a lot of people that have your name.
That's yeah, it. I understand. Not for that address.
Right, I haven't run your address. I ran that olchunka@yahoo. Oh. That didn't work neither, but we can try that address.
Try the address, because that's my email number.
Can you repeat it for me?
O as address. In Oscar. O as in Oscar.
It's the address?
Oh, no. 81...
Mm-hmm.
01.
Mm-hmm.
Meadow Lane. Mayetta, Mayetta, Kansas. 66509.
All right. I'm sorry, my system went blank. I got 8101 Meadow Lane. Can you give me the rest, please? I'm sorry.
Mayetta, Mayetta, Kansas, 66509.
No, sir. None of that work. 8101 Meadow Lane, Mayetta, Kansas.
66509.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean it didn't work?
I can't explain it to you no differently. It didn't work. It didn't get you pulled up. Now, we tried your email. We tried your phone number. We tried your zip code. We tried your name. I want to know if you have contacted the correct place.
Well, this is the number that took my money.
Let's try your zip again. You said that zip was 65909.
66509. Do you have a supervisor?
I do have a supervisor, sir, but I got you. I got you, sir. I promise you. I got you taken care
well,
of. I can't.
Open your ears and listen to what I'm telling you.
I can't close my ears. So I don't know how to open them.
Don't be a smartass.
I won't. Give me 1 second. I'm going to find your account. These charges are with us. Then I'll find your account. All right, sir. If it's any information that you want to give me to try and get your account pulled up, then I'm willing to try. Do you have an order number or a tracking number or anything?
I want to talk to your supervisor.
Not a problem. And I have to notate the reason that you want to speak with my supervisor.
Because you're not putting my information in or something. Something's going on.
All right. How can you tell that, though?
I want to talk to your supervisor.
All right. Because I'm trying my best to get you pulled up. But if you know something that I don't know, then I'm going to make sure I transfer you.
Okay. I want you to transfer me.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'll get you transfer. Hold on 1 second, please. All right, sir. I got your account notated. I'm just waiting on the line to open to get you scraped through to a supervisor. Give me 1 second, and I'll be right back with you. All right, sir, I do thank you for your patience. I'm transferring you now to a supervisor where they can finish assisting you, sir. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, but hang on 1 second, please. And what's your name?
Gary.
Hey, Gary Williams, gotcha. All right, sir, I hope they be able to get you pulled up. I'm sorry that I couldn't, but give me 1 second. I'll be transferring you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day. Hold on 1 second.